This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's federal lawmakers are now part of an infamous milestone. They're serving in Congress during the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Today marks the 35th day of the shutdown, and with no clear end in sight, it will surpass the previous record setter from 2019. Republican Senate leader John Thune told reporters that while he's optimistic there could be a deal to reopen the government, he was not confident. But one thing is clear, time has run out on the House's temporary funding measure, which Colorado Republicans have been calling on the state's two Democratic senators to vote for. Thune says he's open to a new CR that goes into January. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Air travelers in Houston saw delays at security checkpoints for more than 3 hours over the weekend, but Denver hasn't seen those kinds of shutdown impacts yet. Denverite's Andrew Kenny.
Even at peak hours in the morning, wait times at Denver International Airport have stayed under 30 minutes for the last few weeks. That's according to estimates the airport publishes in real time, which we've been tracking and analyzing. TSA employees are required to work without pay through the shutdown, but in earlier shutdowns they called out sick in higher numbers than usual. The airport also recently introduced two new security checkpoints that are supposed to move passengers faster. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
Polls and drop boxes close in an hour across the state. If you have a mail-in ballot, be sure to drop it off by then. If you're voting in person, be sure to be in line by 7 p.m. This is CPR News.